Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Pei Gimel. We're holding the sixth line from the top of the Yomid where it says Chatos, and we are in the middle of a beautiful Brisa. What was the Gemara's Nidin yesterday? We spoke about the fact that in our Mishnah it said that all of the Karbonos we learn from Karban Pesach. That just like the Karban Pesach, you can only bring it min Achulin and not min Maaser Sheni. Same thing applies to all Karbonos. How did we know it by Karban Pesach? Karban Pesach itself says, Rebbe Lezer, I learned Pesach Doirois from Pesach Mitzrayim, or the Gemara said later, Pesach Midbar. That just like by Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Midbar, there was no such thing as Maaser Sheni. You had to go and bring the Karban Pesach from Chulin. Same thing applies to all Karbanis Pesach for all generations. And then our Mishnah extended it from Pesach to other Karbanis as well. Based on what? Because it says in the Pasuk, Tzoyin Uvakar, and it's impossible to go and bring a Karban Pesach from Tzoyin Uvakar. It's a chasimin that we're talking about other Karbanis, and other Karbanis have the same thing as Karban Pesach, that Dover, anything which is a Dover Shebechoyva, Ein Eboa Elim Nachulim. Good, so that was yesterday's Gemara. Then you'll remember that Rabbi Akiva respectfully disagreed with Rabbi Lezer and said, how can you possibly learn Pesach Doirois from Pesach Mitzrayim? After all, Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no such concept of Maaser Sheni. Number one, the Torah had not been given yet. And number two, they didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Maaser Sheni didn't apply. They ain't done an Efsher, Mishii Efsher. Then we had a whole mass of Matna Hoshak Levitari between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. But then the Gemara asked on Pei Beis, Omid Beis, I know for a fact that Dover Shebechoyve ain't a bar element Achulin. According to Rabbi Lezer, I learned it from a carbonate from Pesach to Shar Kavas. But since according to Rabbi Akiva, we cannot learn from a carbon Pesach because carbon Pesach ain't done an Efsher Mishi Efsher. So how do we take and know that carbon Pesach has a din that you have to bring it min Achulin? And for that matter, how do I know Ushar Karbonois that you have to bring it Dafka min Achulin? That was the Gemara Shaila. If you want to look back at the Gemara in the Amud Beis, it's roughly three quarters down the Amud, where the line begins Pesach Kulei Chodem Milzi, and then the Gemara asked Rabbi Akiva, Pesach Zeinu Bailam and Achulim Min Nolei. The Gemara said, Nafkei Mecha, we learned it from the following Braisa. And the Braisa is based on a Pasuk, Zoysa Teiru La'ayu La'mincha La'chatzav La'oshav La'miluim U'lezevach Ha'shlamim. And the Gemara asked, why do we need this Pasuk to repeat B'kitzur all the Hilchos HaTorah that apply to Oilem, Mincha, Chatzos, Oshem? Everything is already explained in great detail in the Torah. What's the purpose of this final Pasuk? The Gemara said, it comes to tell you that just like each one of the Dinim enumerated, each one of the Karbanos enumerated in this Pasuk have particular Dinim particular to them, so we learn from them to all other kabbats. So for instance, the Gabi Korban Oila, we said just like an oila requires a sakin, you cannot go and use, for instance, a reed or a sharp stone. Same thing applies across the board to all other kabbats. What about mincha? Mincha comes to tell you that just like mincha can only be eaten by the zichre kahuna, same thing applies to all kachi kudashim. And the Gemara said, what about the Shalmi Tzimur? I don't need the Pasuk by Mincha to teach a Shalmi Tzimur. I have another Pasuk, the Kodesh Kodashim Techlanu, called Zohar Yoichal Oisai. And that Pasuk is superfluous. And it's coming to tell you the din of Shalmi Tzimur, there's only one time a year Shalmi Tzimur, on Shavuos together with the Shtei Halachim, that's eaten by Zichrei Kahuna. So Gemara said, you're right, Tanoihi, on the fifth line, Ikh the Maisla Mahacham, in fact, we have a machloek is what is the makar that shalom meitzibur can only be eaten by kohanim. According to the brisa we're just learning now, we learned it from the word mincha, while there's another brisa that says we learn it from another pasuk b'kodesh kadoshim teichlan. And now we're up to the word chatos. What do we learn from the word chatos in this pasuk? Zok di gemara machatos mekachi bebelua. What happens if you have a Karm Chatas, which happens to be lying on top of or next to, for instance, a Karm Shlomim? Karm Shlomim, of course, we know it is a Karchim Kalim. It can be eaten throughout Yerushalayim. It can be eaten Lishne Yom V'Layla Echad. It can be eaten by Baalim. However, if the Karm Chatas is touching the Karm Shlam, and it's touching in a meaningful way, so that the Shlam is Boileya from the Karm Chatas, then it's Mekadsha. How do I know? Because there's a pasuk called Asheyiga Bibsora Yikdosh, and I learned from that pasuk that if in fact the Shlomim was Beileya from the Chatos, it now gets Hilchois or Chumrois of Karm Chatos. What would those Chumrois be? For instance, only Yom V'Laila. Number two, it's got to be eaten only by Kahanim. Number three, it's got to be eaten inside the Beis Hamikdash in the Azara. And that's because of this Hilchois Belua. Now, does this apply across the board to other Kabbanis as well? That if they're touching other Kabbanis, so for that matter, if they're touching Chulin, that they can go and transmit the Chumris of that Karm. So to all other Kabbanis, the same thing would apply. So if a Shlomo, for instance, is touching a piece of bread, Lemusho, now make sure you eat that piece of bread in Yerushalayim. Because otherwise, since it's been by Leah from Kachem Kalim, you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. So that's what I learned from Karm Chatas. What do I learn from Asha? That Ma'asham ain't Shvir Vishulya Kodesh Boy. Afkal ain't Shvir Vishulya Kodesh Boy. Just like by Karm and Asham, the Shvir and Shilya, Shvir Shilya, one is referring to the placenta, one is referring to the embryo, the fetus. The fetus and the placenta are not Kodesh. Same thing applies across the board to all other Kabbanis. That if you have a mashal a karm shlamim, you have a karm chatos, and the animal is pregnant and has inside a shvir b'shulya, it is not kodesh. What's the reason, Taka? Why? It says in my first of all, because some of vlad is good to kodeshim, pav yosin heim kodeshim. Any vlad, for instance, any fetus, only becomes kodesh when it comes out pav yosin, meaning it's after the leida, after it's born. As long as it's still in the mommy's womb, it does not have a din of Kiddusha, and that's why he says Shvev Shilya, not Kodesh. But moreover, and more importantly for our Sugya, we've done Efshe Misha E Efshe. Also because I'm done Efshe Misha E Efshe. What does Gemara mean to say? Because the Karm Asham, by definition, is always a Zachar. It's impossible for an Asham to have a Shvev Shilya. It's a Zachar. It's not a Nekeva. So under normal circumstances, I would say, how can you go and learn from a Zachar? But this Braisa, remember, is the Braisa of Rebbe Lezer, and Rebbe Lezer Lishitos, and holds Donan Efshe Mishi E Efshe, just like he learned yesterday, Pesach Doirois, from Pesach Mitzrayim, and Pesach Midbar. Same thing over here, you can learn Shar Kabbanis from the din of a carbon usher. Good, so therefore, if you have in fact any pregnant Chatas or Shlomim that is in a keva, by definition it's got to be in the keva to be pregnant, and it has inside a Shvir V'Shilya, there is no Kedusha in that Shvir V'Shilya, unless and until it's born and it comes out from the body.
So he holds that Uber Lav Yerachimahu.
Why would this be?
Well, if it's the body of the, if it's the body, I mean, Shver Shilya are a pertinence to the Uber, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The placenta of the afterbirth, I think, right?
Right.
So if it's Uber Yerachimahu, why shouldn't it be Kadosh?
Mm-hmm.
Just like I mean.
What you're saying makes sense. Whether the mice, it's one is taller than the other, I don't know for certain, but what you're saying makes sense. If it would be Obi Yerachimah, it should have the din of Kedusha.
Because everything contained within the mother is Kedusha is a goof, right?
Understood. And on to the next week, Kabusimit the Miluim that we have in the same Pasuk. Shteit Miluim as well. What have we learned from that? My Miluim, Moisrayim Bisreifa, the Ein Bali Chaim, Moisrayim Bisreifa, Afkom Moisrayim Bisreifa, the Ein Bali Chaim, Moisrayim Bisreifa. What does he want me to say? Miluim, of course, are the one time Kabbanis that were brought at the time of the Kamas Ha Mishkan. What happens if any of the Kabbanis were left over and were not eaten within the proper Zman? Then, of course, it has a din of Noisir. What happens to the Noisir? It's Bisreifa. You got to go and burn it. And this is a pasuk Rashi brings. Then mivasim b'psar miluim menalechem adaboyik if it's raftas a noiser ba'esh. You're not going to eat it because it's noiser. Oh, so shteit ma miluim misrei misreifa. What about balichai misrei misreifa? Now, what does that mean, balichai misrei misreifa? Says Rashi. Anytime you want to bring a carbon, you could theoretically also bring ba'achrais. However, b'miluim we didn't find that they brought any behemah ba'achrais, and therefore, since there was no behemah ba'achrais, there was no hechatimtza of a balichayim being moiser, that you have the animal left over, now it's balichayim moisre. Oh, so therefore, even today, afkol, if you have a noivis type of individual, that every time he goes and brings a karm chatas, he brings a second chatos li achrayis to be on the safe side. What happens if after the koyim brings the first korban chatos, now I have the second korban chatos? So sol kedai techamin. Oh, I have one of the chamish chatois meisois. This kapo baleam biacher, and therefore I should go lemisa. Zok to the posik. Just like by the Miluim, there was no Bal Chaim, Misrayim, Misraifa, we don't find that any of the Bal Chaim went Misraifa or Lemisa, because in fact there was no case. There could have been a case, but the Maisa there wasn't. Afkol, same thing applies across the board to all Kabbalahs. The Misrayim, Misraifa, if you have Noiser, then you have Sreifa. Then Bal Chaim, Misrayim, Misraifa. However, if you have Moiser Karbanois, you had originally brought a second one, Lachrayis, and it was no longer necessary, so now it's Moiser. You don't go and have it go Lesreifa or Lemisa, but rather it's Roya Achi Estayev Azivat Rashi, rather let it go until it gets a Mum, and then you're going to be pointed. And then the next case in the Pasuk is Shlomim. And this is the last one. What do I learn for Zevach HaShlom? Mashlom Nefaglin U'mispaglin. I've called Nefaglin U'mispaglin. The whole din of Pigel that we learned back in Masechta Zevachim doesn't say in the Torah by any Korbanis except for Shlomim. Pasuk says in Me'ochel Ye'ochel Bayoim HaShlishi. Pashup Shat means that you're eating it on the third day. Rashi learns in Chemish, and the Gemara tells us it means if you had a machshava le'echol b'yoyim hashlishi. The pasuk says me'yoch le'yoch b'yoyim hashlishi pigelhu le'yirata le'yichoshev loy, etc. etc. So that pasuk talking about Gavli Pigel. Now it only talks about Shlom. How do I know this applies to all other components? From this pasuk, just like Shlom are mifaglin and mispaglin. What does it mean mifaglin and mispaglin? Says Rashi, l'mashal l'karden toida, which is also a form of Shlom. You have the matir, which is the carbon itself, the zrikas hadam of the carbon shlomim of the toida. If you had at that time a machsheves chutzes mani chutzem koimai, what would happen is not only it becomes pigel, but also the lechem becomes pigel. So that's what he means when he says mifaglin or mispaglin, that the basar causes the lechem to be mispagel. This is the mifagel and the mispagel. Toisa says Rashi didn't have to come onto this. Rashi could have said, talk about l'mushla, regular karm shlom. The regular karm shlom, the dam of the karm shlom is mifagel, and the basar of the karm shlom is mispagel. So I don't have to talk about dafka, that you're talking about basar and lechem, you could talk about the same carbon itself. You're wondering where is this Toisus? It's Mashlom and Mifaglin. If you go, that's the Toisus third of the wide lines. And then if you go to the end of the Toisus, Ubachinam Dochak, the Mutzlamim, Shadam Mifagel is a Basar, Ubasar Atz and Mifagel. The Zrikas Adam is Mifagel, that's the Matir. The Nitter is the Basar Atz, and that's Mifagel. And that's an easy pshat, Zeophyte. Good. Anyway, we've now concluded the Braisa and every word in this pasuk with Madaik, what it comes to tell you. La Oyla comes to tell you, the Sak in the Mincha comes to tell you, Zichre Kahuna, Chatzis comes to tell you the din of Balua, Ashim comes to tell you, Shver Vashilya, Miluam comes to tell you the din of Moisrayan, Bibalechayim, and Zevach HaShlom comes to tell you the din of Pigel. But we didn't mention a word yet about Kol Dover Shevachoy Ve'ineba Eleminachulin. So Ikka Chosamena Seifa, the whole reason why we brought this Braisa is to go and find the Makar of Rabbi Kiva's Halacha that Karbonis can only be brought, Karbonis Choiva can only be brought Min HaChulin. So we're not finished yet. The Masisa Tana, I have yet a second Braisa, Mishmei Rabbi Kiva. Oh, Taka, the same Rabbi Kiva. And he also dashed in the same Pasuk, Zoi Satoira, and some of them he dashed in the same way. You see, Zoi Satoira V'chuli, and apparently, although the Braisa doesn't say it Befeirish, but apparently he learns from Oila the same thing we learned from the previous Braisa, that it's Tuna Kli, meaning that it requires a sakin. Now we go on to number two, and that's the mincha. So what did we learn yesterday, already this morning by the mincha? To tell you zichrei kahuna. Now the Gemara says, no, I learned from mincha, mikadesh is bibalua. I've called mikadesh is bibalua. This drasha, mikadesh is bibalua, we had this morning in the first price, that we learned it from the carbon chatas. Now I'm learning from the carbon mincha. Just like mincha, mikadesh is bibalua, meaning that if the mincha touches another carbon, and the other carbon is boileya, good, and then it has the same din, like the carbon mincha, all the chumris of a carbon mincha, like we had before, by any other kachi kudushim, you have to eat it inside the azara, only to the kahanim, and if it touches the mashal a carbon shlomim, that you can only eat yon v'layla, etc., the din of balua. How do I know this? Because there's also a pasuk in the Karb Mincha, the Kolash Yigat, whoever touches it, it becomes Mikdash. Zeifai. Now, of course, the question is, then how do we know the din of Zichrei Kehuna, which we learned in the first Braisa? So that's in Shver, because we already said yesterday, the Chatz of the Oshem I don't need it for. And Befeidish Apostle. Elamai Vizivchei Shal Mitzibur, I have that other Braisa that we don't learn it from. Mincha, we learn it from Bekoidish HaKadoshim Teichlenu, called Zohar Yoichal Oisai. So this Braisa holds like that other Braisa, which is that the din of Zichrei Kehuna for Shal Mitzibur, I don't need to learn it from Mincha in this pasuk Zoysa Terla Ilav La Mincha, because I have the other pasuk Kodesh Kedoshim Techvenu. So therefore this Mincha now becomes Ibrit. Come to tell you this din of the Negiah, the specific pasuk Legabi the Mincha. The Rashi Ksaviyad brings it down below. Shaitan pasuk Kolash Yiga Behem Yikdash. Whoever touches the Kar Mincha becomes Kodesh with the Kedushas Mincha. Okay, Zayigit. But now I got a problem. And that is, this price learns the din of Balua from a Karmincha. The top price learns it from a Karmim Chatas. What do I need two separate limudim to tell us? So, it's a Lamechta Bechatas, it's a Lamechta Bemincha. Because Rachman ben Mincha alone, Misham Derekicha Bala. Because it is so soft. After all, we're talking about basically flour. Or Machvas or Macheshes. We're also talking about something which is easily Bolea. And therefore, I understand that there's a din of Balua. Abchatzah, same alike, because chatzah is a piece of meat. Piece of meat is not as absorbent, I would think, as is flour, or flour-related kabbonis, such as minchas, machmas, macheshes, mafitana. So chatzah, same alike. That's why I have to pass the gabi chatzah. Because of Rahman b'chatzah, mishim the basar, agav the shomein kodir. Because basar has in it a lot of fats, and as a result of the fats, then I would say it's kodir, then it is more absorbent in a certain respect than your karm mincha. Av mincha im alay. Sich let you have to both the gabi karm chatas and the gabi karm mincha. The same halacha applies. That is the din of kolash yiga, either b'psara or here kolash yiga behem yikdash. That it has the same status as the original mincha or as the original chatas. The gabi hilchas kachikudishim and kehanim azora etc. The Gemara on the surface is a little bit shver, because after all, we're talking about that the mincha should transmit belios to another entity, to another food item, or that the chatas transmits. So you're going to tell me because the mincha is rekicha, because it's so soft and cuddly and nice and all the rest, what does it have to do with transmitting? After all, the rekicha is as far in being bailea, not in being mavliya, in spreading it to another. Yeah, and therefore.
So therefore, its absorbency is also a measure of its ability to.
Is that right?
It's a principle in Maseches Chulin.
Okay, so if you have a towel at home and it's very, very absorbent, would you say that just like it absorbs, it also go and transmit
water? When it's wet.
Yeah, and it transmits water the same rate and the same level as
it. The faucet, no.
Okay, so anyways, the bottom line is, the Mefarshim explain, because presumably, when we're talking about a mincha, it is touching something which is similar. So what is the something which is similar? The mincha is probably touching the mashal, a piece of bread. Or a piece of challah, or a piece of matzah, or a piece of cake, or whatever it happens to be touching. So therefore, that other item is rekicha, like the carbon mincha. Of course, it doesn't have to be. The mincha could be touching a piece of meat. But is a possibility or a likelihood that the mincha is touching something of its own genre, of its own type, and therefore that other item is probably similarly rekicha. And the same thing applies to the gabli korm chatas. Presumably it's touching a shlamim or another carbon, and now you have to have the same dinim, since the other carbon is just like the chatas, that since it's meat, it's shomein, it is fatty. Since it's fatty, it is absorbent. So therefore, when the Gemara says rekicha and agav the shomein, it's not really talking about the mincha and the basar itself, on the chatas itself, themselves, we're really talking about the other things that are going to be balea from them. Anyway, Jogti Gemara Vaita, so that's why I have to have both the mincha and the chatas. Now, what do I learn in the second brisa from chatas alone? Ma chatas eina bo ela min achulin, ubi yoim hayimanis, afkol eina bo ela min achulin, ubi yoim hayimanis. So before we continue on to explain what that means, l'choira, since we just got finished saying that you need the halacha of balua both by the karm chatas and by the karban mincha, why doesn't this braisa say chatas machatas belua? Same mekachu bebelua, avkol mekachu bebelua. Just like we said by mincha. Are you going to tell me what do you have to have both mincha and chatas? Like we just said, this is rikicha, this is shamei. Anyway, this is not my kasha. Toisus asks this. This is a very short toisus. We can learn the entire toisus from beginning to end. This is the second toisus in the wide lines. Machatas ein abayla menchulin. Tarti dorish mechatas. Dikvar dorish nami machatas bebelua mekadeshes. He's darshining this as well, even though the braisa doesn't say it beferish, but it's based on this limud haGemara that he relies on the previous braisa. The chatas aitaka learned the din of belua, just like I learned the din of belua from a carbon mincha. Okay, so this kasha is now resolved. But now the question is, what am I learning the fetish for the carbon chatas? Number one, just like a chatas in a bo element ha-chulin. Now everybody's, the lights in their mind are starting to
wake up.
Starting to wake up and starting to shine. And their ears are starting to perk. And they, taka, da vishu b'choyim b'chulin. The chatas has to be brought dafka b'yoyim. You can't bring it at night. You have to go and do it with the right hand. You can't go and do it with the left hand. Same thing applies to all other kabbanas. Afkol, all other kabbanas. Any other b'chulin. Ubiyoyim.
Yom and Yod Yamanis sound like they're. We have other limudim for that in Zvachim.
Guess what? The Gemara is going to ask that kasha another two or three lines. Okay. That's why patience is a great virtue.
Not that virtuous.
Anyway, you have many other virtues.
Not patience.
Okay. V'chatas gufa minolen. How do I know legabi the karmen chatas? In other words, just like the chatas in the chulin. How do I know about chatas in the bottom of the chulin? This is talking about him Kippur, and the Kohen has to go and bring his parachatas. Now, of course, the Pashup Shad is he brings it from his own funds, which is true. And the Martaka says, Loi Mishaloi. However, this inyan that has to be brought from his own funds, this is brought a couple of times there in the beginning of Parashas Achri Mois, which is talking about the Avodas Yom Kippurim. And so therefore this time when it says Ashaloi is Iberik. Iberik is superfluous. It comes to tell you, Mishaloi v'loi mishal ma'asur shayne. In other words, Luli ha-Gemara, the Lois come to tell you, Mishaloi v'loi mishal tzibur. But it already says in the Psukim over there that this parachatas he brings for himself, and then the tzibur has to bring other kabbanis. So it's crystal clear that it's from his own funds. Why do I have to repeat again? Mishaloi v'loi mishal ma'asur shayne. It's got to be his own cash, mamish, and not Master Shani money. He cannot use that. So since I have this din nabekar mechatos, Reb Akiva, how do I know shar korav korbanos? I don't learn it from carbon Pesach. I learn it from a carbon chatos. And with this, we have now finally answered the question that we started with yesterday, and that we started with today's Gemara. How does Reb Akiva know kol davish bechoyve in a ba element achulim? Rebbe Lezer learned yesterday from a carbon Pesach, and Rebbe Akiva says we learned it from carbon chatas.
But if there's a Kohen Gadol, he doesn't have Meiser, he doesn't have a chelik in the Oretz, so Meiser funds are not, it's Efsher Misha Efsher, he's not going to have a...
Well, somebody gives him Meiser any money. As you know, when people came to Yerushalayim, let's say they were very wealthy, to go and eat up all their Master Sheni money, they have to stay there for 6 months.
Right.
So what do? They spread the wealth and they gave it to other people. So what happens if one of the recipients was the Kohen Gadol? And he says, Kohen Gadol, here, I'm giving you some Master Sheni money. And he has the Master Sheni money. Instead of using it for buying potatoes and tomatoes, he wants to go and use it to go and buy karbanos. So to tell you the name, if you're buying a Dover Shebechoiva, if you want to make an Adover, no problem. But Dover Shebechoiva, now we also
it's kind of logic to it
then,
right?
What's like, the
double dipping is like
Mishal
Tzibur, you know,
double dipping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we had already yesterday that if it's a dover a nedava, you can buy it from Mishal Tzibur.
Yeah, but that's because you don't really owe the nedava. That's your choice. That's unruly.
And what happens if you choose to bring a neder? Both of them are your choice.
You mean Re'alai is also a choice.
A person did not have to do anything. One morning he said, I love the Rabbani Shalom so much, I'm going to bring a Korban Shalom. Now he can go and express it in two different ways. And he says, Hari Olai Shalomim, I'm going to go and bring that Shalomim. Come heaven or high water, I'm going to go and bring it.
Using what he's already got there, is that...
But slightly. So he says, I'm going to go and bring a Shalom. I don't care. I'm going to bring it. That's Hari Olai. Well, Hari Zuri points to behind him and he said, you're going to go and bring a Korban Shalom. Right? Good. So if when he is pointing to the behema, he says, that behema doesn't belong to me, that belongs to Yankel. But I'm going to go and buy this behema by paying Yankel Master Shiny money, and it's gone up, they are shlomim. So that's a nedava. Is he allowed to do it? Yes, he's allowed to. He learns shom mi Master Shiny b'chal t'sham, that you're allowed to go and buy a karb shlomim from Master Shiny money, no problem. However, if he says, Hari Olai Shlomim, and now he goes to the behemoth store and says, okay, I want that behemoth to go and be a shlomim, I'm going to go and pay for it with Master Sheni money. He cannot pay with Master Sheni, he has to go and give either cash or a credit card. But he cannot go and use Master Sheni money because of either learn from the Korban Pesach,
or we learn from... Where is the right for the Korban Pesach that has to come from Poland?
How do we know it comes from Poland? Because the very first Pesach in the world took place in
Mitzrayim.
Did they use the Pesach Mitzrayim from Master Sheni? They had to be from Chulin. The reason why you're not happy with that is because you learn like Rabbi Kiva. Ain't done in Efshe Mishi Efshe. The reason why Mitzrayim wasn't from Master Sheni. Exactly, right? So that's Rabbi Kiva. You have to cop us out of Rabbi Kiva.
That wasn't his.
You did beautifully. Anyway, so that was yesterday, and now today we learn from Makar Mechatzas it has to be bought Menachum. So it's an interesting thing. A person is going into the behemoth store to go and buy two behemoths. To buy two karbonos shlomim. One of them is because he already took upon himself Hari Olai shlomim, and another one because now at the spur of the moment he wants to bring up second shlomim. So the one, the Hari Olai shlomim, that's a choiva. He cannot pay with Master Sheni money. He has to go and pay with cash. The second one that he wants to go and bring now for shlomim, and he wants to point to it and say, I like that behemoth. That behemoth is nice and fat and shmeina. I want to bring it for a karm. I want to bring a karm shmeina. I want to go and bring it for a karm shlomim. And therefore, Mr. Moicher, I'm paying you $500 to go and buy that behemoth, harizu shlomim. It's an adova, and he's allowed to pay for Master Sheni money. So,
it's sorry, because he wasn't under, it was up to him.
In
how
okay.
He can use Master Sheni money. You know, that's.
Okay, call it whichever way you want, but I you see the stark contrast between the Nedova and the Choyva. Nedova, you can use
exactly the same thing for a Torah.
Same halach applies to Torah, correct.
The post of Sukkim are meaningless. That say if you got out of jail or had the trip,
that doesn't
make you a Choyva.
You're not Mechoyev. No, you're not Mechoyev. You
so
can
still yeah. use the. You can still use your Meister Shaney money.
For and that. You can go and bring a Korban Toida on your birthday because you want to go and share your birthday with all your friends. You're going to go and put in candles and make balloons. And I got the birthday party.
Can you let celebrate a birthday?
Whether you're allowed to or not, that's not for today. And we continue on. Shnei Tevata B'yoyim, and then it says in the Pasuk, we're learning from a Karm Chatz, it's got to be B'yoyim. Freit Gemara, the question that Barry already asked 5-10 minutes ago. B'yoyim, B'yoyim Tzavoyz Anavka. This is a generic Pasuk that refers to all Karbanis. It's number 4 in the Reb David's beautiful Gemaras. Ashetziva Hashem es Moshe b'Hasinai B'yoyim, B'yoyim. Tzavoyse es bnei Yisrael lahakriv es karbaneim l'Hashem b'midbar Sinai. Shteitach b'yoyim tzavoyse to bring karbanos. So I know it's got to be b'yoyim. Says Yomar Kili Nasva. You're 100% right. This b'yoyim reference was just brought in, kind of thrown in secondarily, but that's not the real makar. What about b'yoda yamonis that we learned Rabbi Mochana Nafkad Yom Rabbi Mochana Amar Ishlokish Kamokish Shem Etzva Ukunein El Meyimin. We had this earlier on our Masechta Maseches Vachim. If it is Etzva Ukuna, one man Yom holds Etzva or Kuna, it's got to be a min. How do I know the din of Etzva? I go and learn it from the din of
the Mitzora.
What does it say about Mitzora?
Yad Yamonis, Boyin Yamonis.
The Boyin Yad Yamonis and Boyin Ragli Yamonis. It's always got to be Yamin. And therefore, Zotu Yamara, so I don't need to learn it out from this possibly Karm Chatzos. We're not Chamo Kedinas, but Staka only brought in secondarily. That's not the real Makar. The real Makar is from the other Pasuk. Good. So, Lamaisu V'Hashem, we have now Fe'envit, according to Rabbi Kiva, what is Makar? If somebody stops you in the street and asks you, how do you know that kol davar shechoyva ain't a ba'alim in a chulin? You either learn like Reb Lezer from a Karim Pesach, or Reb Akiva learn from a Karim Chatas. But we haven't finished the Pasuk yet. The Pasuk continues on, Asham. What do I learn from Asham? So before we learn Shvir V'Shilya, why doesn't Reb Akiva learn all the Shvir V'Shilya? Reb Akiva l'shitasei that holds, ain't gone in Efshe Mishi Efshe. So what are you going to use now the Asham for? Just like the Asham, you can use the bones. Then what can you use the bones for? You can use the bones for a handle, for a pot. How do I know you're allowed to go and use the bones? Says Rashi, because the etzem is basically bottled to the basar, and just like the basar you can eat, so you can go and you can't eat the bone, except if it's an etzem sheyesh by moyach, but a normal bone, if it's an etzem sheyesh by moyach and you don't eat from it, it can have a din of noisim. But here we're talking about a bone that doesn't have any moyach in it, no marrow in it, and therefore you can go and use it for katta de sakina. Katta sakina means like a handle for either a sakin, for an axe, for a hatchet, whatever it happens to be. So just like we, why should we have that din? The same thing applies across the board to all other kabbanas that you're allowed to go and use the bones. Okay. What do you do for the others for miluim and zevach hashlamim? Presumably, it'll learn like the previous price, because this price is just like we started off v'chuli. Presumably, over here, they should also be v'chuli that they borrow the same libudim from the other price. Okay, zeh fine. But now the Gemara goes back to our Rebbe Akiva. Since it's only Rebbe Lezer that learns from Akiva, from the pasuk of Pesach, the din of all other kabbalas called davar shebachayiv ein abalam nechulin. Now, what was the right in the carbon pesach? Because it said in the pasuk, "V'zevachta pesach Hashem lekecha tzoin uvakar," and we know that a pesach can only come from ksavim or izim and not from bakar. So therefore, we said bakar means it's an allusion to all other kabbalas davar shebachayiv ein abalam ela menachul. However, for eighteen months, Rabbi Kiva had v'zevachta pesach. My ovidle, what does he use that bakar for? This is not just stam. Does he have a drasha? Doesn't he have a drasha? The word bakar is really mind-boggling. There's no such thing as a carbon pesach mina bakar. So you got to learn something. I have no choice. So my other life. Oh, we spoke about this yesterday. What happens if you have a moiser pesach? What's moiser pesach? The Gemara is going to tell us shortly that you have three possibilities, but the normal classic example of a Moisra Pesach is that a person was mafish a carbon Pesach to bring on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, he wants to bring it, and what happened to the behemoth? Machta up later, it ran away, and guess what? He was mafish a brand new carbon Pesach. Say it fine. What do you do with the old carbon Pesach? Well, it ran away. Guess what happens after you brought the second carbon Pesach? The first carbon Pesach comes back on the scene and it starts smiling. It says,
"This is clear."
You see, exactly. Baruch Hashem, I'm off the hook.
Okay,
you
check
the other one. Exactly right.
Surprise.
What's the din? It's Karev Shlom. If you decide to go and bring this Moshe Pesach, subsequently at some point, it no longer has the din of carbon Pesach. It's automatically converted into a Shlom. How do I know? From this pasuk shenamar, "Zevachta pesach Hashem lekecha tzoin uvakar." The same kasha that our Mishnah asked, "Balei ein pesach bo el mekvasim neizim vosa de zevachta tzoin uvakar el moisir pesach yele dover abam in a tzoin uvakar." Rather, the moisir pesach gets transformed into a karm shlam, and the karm shlam can be brought from either tzoin or from bakar. But that's how we know. Yeah, what's his?
In the earlier cases, we have, for instance, balea, when you have something is has a certain kedusha and it becomes intermixed with something else, the second thing has the chumras of the first. When a moser pesach becomes a shlomim, it's no longer has the chumras of a pesach of yom balayla or even tachatzos.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a shlomim. It has 2 days and one night. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a In contention with the idea that you always adopt the chumras of the more stringent korban?
If you're Balea from, if this new shlom is Balea from a chatzos,
right? The same animal. Originally, he was you're a pesach.
It's a derivative.
No, it's you're a pesach. Okay, mm-hmm. So this animal escaped the sun.
Chitos.
Now it's Iyar. Now it's Sivan.
Mm-hmm.
Now this animal is a shlomim.
Mm-hmm.
This shlomim now mm-hmm. is going to be eaten for 2 days and one night. But originally, mm-hmm. a kedushas korban pesach of 1 day and one night.
Exactly.
Why don't we apply the same principle of inheriting the chumras of the more stringent korban?
The right that you're bringing from Balua is totally from left field.
No, because it just reminds me. It reminds me that the chumras are inherited.
You're talking about because of the inheritance, because
right.
The original status.
Right.
That's the kiddush of the training. Moi is going to tell us shortly that as a result of the fact that it's been converted into a shlomim, it requires hilchos shlomim. Such as the chaz v'shoik has to be given to the kohen. You have to go and do a smicha, bebalim, you have to do nesachim. All those things that apply only to a shlom that wouldn't apply to a karm pesach. It becomes totally transformed. It's a beri chadosha. Ponim chadosha is vol lakat. Anyway, zok timora, and the moisa pesach yidav rabbi rabbi b'sach. Frey timora. So bottom line is, zok to bekiva, that's what I use, is vach to pesach, tzoinu vokar, to tell you the dinner, moisra pesach. Frey timora. Vom yochen afke, minavu de shmul afke. I have the same halacha derived from a different drasha altogether. What Avudish will say, the psukim over there talking about bringing korban shlamim, and it says you can go and bring it from bakar, from tzayin, and then the pasuk says imen atzayin. So the imen atzayin is imrik. We know we're talking about tzayin because that's by default in the lashonis of the psukim over there. We talk about the bakar. Now we come to the tzayin. So what is this imen atzayin? The amar Avudish mul the rabbam imen atzayin lezevach shlamim. Something that normally comes from tzayin, which carbon comes from tzayin, the carbon Pesach, what happens to it? In min tzayin, if its origins were min tzayin, that it was originally carbon Pesach, now it gets converted to carbon lezevach shlam and becomes a shlam. So I have a second limud. As with Yimara, v'katim yachad, nafkim yachad, nafkai had yet a third limud. V'tanya, it says in the Pasuk Keves, the rabbi says a Pesach li alia. Also talking about this pasuk keves is also by the sorry, that's a the goy mit rebuta by the seder. After the tzivim, so also perusal yishalom yomara in pesachim dafkim udaftalit. Yeah, zef is fine. Anyway, the bottom line is that I learned from the din of keves that the reason why the Torah says keves separately and eiz separately, keves is torn aliyah, masha ein kein the gabe the eiz is not torn aliyah. Then it's a kshoymer. Im keves yavi es karbonai the im lavi pesach she ofer shenosai. What happens if the pesach got too old? Pesach is supposed to be a ben shana. What happens if it's celebrated already its first full birthday? Now it's into its second year. Oh, pesach yavi shenosai is already moiser haPesach. And guess what happens to it? It becomes a shlomim haboyim machmas pesach. It now becomes a shlom that was originally pesach and now gets converted into a carbon shlom. And zokt yetz de braisa. How do I know the shlom aboy machmas pesach that we just spoke about? That lechol mitzvah shlomim shiat anu smicha unisachem utnu zchav deshoyk. All of these halachas I learned from the im keves that I've had moiser haPesach. It has mamish all the dinam akishlamim. It is no longer carbon pesach, and you don't have to worry about eating it with chametz or with matzah or saying the manishtana or dinam of tzli. It's no longer carbon pesach. It is now a carbon shlam. Kishu oyim it says vaytivim eiz yovias karbonai hifzik inyan lim nalei sheder tunu aliyah. Don't forget that a keves you do have a din of aliyah. By eiz you don't have a din of aliyah. And of course the metzias, as everybody knows, the keves has a very fatty tail, so it has like aliyah, a lot of shmalz. And the eiz does not have a fatty tail. Good. Anyway, all of that is interesting. But bottom line is, I have now three separate psukim to tell you the din of Moisra Pesach is a shlam. Question is, what do I need three psukim for? Plus a kroiksev. What are the three? Number one. Chad the Ovris Manai, the Ovris Shnosai. You originally had your carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach, and it machta pleita, and you find it 3 months later. By the time you find it 3 months later, the behemoth now has graduated from its Ben Shana, it's had its birthday, it's now into the second year. Oh, it's Moisra Pesach. That Moisra Pesach has a din of a shlam. You found it after Pesach, but it was still only 10 months old, still 11 months old. It was not Ovris Shnosai. Moiser Pesach, Shlam. This is talking about that it happened already before Pesach. What happened before Pesach? Already, let's say, the 10th day of Nisan. As you know, Pesach Mitzrayim, you had to do 4 days before. He bought his carbon, a carbon Pesach, or he was mafresh it from his flock, put it aside, every day did a shmir, and every day they did a bedika. Zeh, fine, zeh, good. The Pesach, the carbon, the behema finally got wind of what's going on, and on Erev Pesach in the morning at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, as the person is going and doing his final eating of the chametz and getting ready to do the beer chametz, the behema sees its opportunity, and machta pleita, and it runs away. Okay, what did the Balabus do? The Balabus, of course, was quite distraught, but what he immediately did was he bought another carbon Pesach. And now it's still 11 o'clock on Erev Pesach morning, and he finds the original carbon Pesach. Shavostuter. That becomes a Moisra Pesach. What happens if he decides to go and shecht that in the morning before 12 o'clock? That Moisra Pesach is Karev Shlam, has dinim of a Shlam, even though he didn't bring the regular Karev Pesach yet. But nevertheless, Moisra Pesach of Rizmanai, Faloi of Rishnosai, no, I'm sorry. Thank you. Chaloi of Rizmanai, Faloi of Rishnosai, it's still within its time, and he's not even of Rizmanai yet because it's still Erev Pesach morning. Moisra Pesach is a Shlam. Why do I have to have all three? Utsrichi. The Ashmin of my rubbish not say that both were over Mishum the Itchile the Gamri. The reason why it becomes a Shlom is because it cannot be both for carbon Pesach. It's impossible. It's too old. I've over the Manavalo Yavishnasai. When I'm over the Manavalo Yavishnasai, meaning, let's say you found it a week after Pesach, it's still before Pesach Sheni. It's Taka of his money of Pesach Rishai. But it's still a kosher carbon for carbon Pesach. It's still a bench on it. So, Pesach Sheni, let's go and bring it out Pesach Sheni. Any Malay, I would think, Moisra Pesach becomes a second carbon Pesach for Pesach Sheni. Kabash Malan, no, it has a din of Shlom. Miashmin of Rizman of Loyavishnasai, the Idchlin Pesach Risha, at least it was Nidcha. Avloy of Rizman of Loyavishnasai, the Philip Pesach Risha, because I could still have used it theoretically on Pesach Risha in the afternoon. But instead I decided to go and shecht it in the morning, the Tredes Moisra Pesach. I would think, oy oy oy, Pesach Shloy Bizmanoi, no good. Kamash Malon, no, it has a din of Islam. A Maloy, Srichad, if I have to have all three psukim. So bottom line is, Baruch Hashem, the book of a tzoin of our Mishnah, tzoin uvokar, of the pasuk is vach, the pesel Hashem, the kech, tzoin uvokar, what do I do with that bokar? According to Blaz, I use that bokar to go and tell you all other kabbalas called Davish Bechoy, the Ainaba, El Amena, Cholet. According to Rabbi Kiva, I use that pasuk to go and tell you that Moisra Pesach have a shlamim, have a chatoid oisaba, chatoid oisaba, have a chatoid oisaba, and we start a brand new parak zok the Mishnah. Kol kabbalas atzilu vayyachid boy mina oretz mechutz laoretz. Although it's talking about karbonis, Rashi says we're talking about karbonis mincha. And after all, our Masechta is all about menachos. So therefore, when you see the karbonis atzilu vayyachid, we're really thinking in terms of kol karbonis hamenachos. Boy mina oretz mechutz laoretz. You can bring it both from Eretz Yisrael and from Chutz Laaret, min haChodesh min haYoshen, both from brand new Tvua as well as from old Tvua, Chutz min haOyim Shtei Lechem. Oyim Shtei Lechem are two exceptions to the rule. Shein Boyin Ela min haChodesh, it's got to be brought from the new Tvua, Umin Aretz has got to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. What carbon seaboard do I have by a carbon mincha that's bom min haOretz mi Chutz Laaret? You just told me now that Oymer and Shtei Lechem, I'm sorry?
No.
He just told me now that Oymen Shtelech, which of others are Korban Tzibur, that they can only come from Chodesh and Min Aretz. So which Korban Tzibur of Amimcha is born Min Aretz, Min Chutz Laaretz, Min Chodesh, Min Yashan? And the answer is the Lechem upon him. Lechem upon him is also a form of Korban Mincha, and that you can use the flour either from.
When you say Korbanos, I'm thinking of a mincha, not a.
By oymen shteilechem, you don't have any.
You have the kmitza, the lechem upon him, come from chutz laaretz, and you can go and bring min haChodesh and min haYashan.
Jok the Mishnah, Oy Mishnah Elech, and a boin element of Chodesh and min haArt. The Kulon ain't a boin element of Mufchar. In all cases, you gotta go bring triple A. Beizel Mufchar Shalem. Tell me, where do you buy the triple A? You can get it from Mekanis, Mezitcha. Kanis, Mezitcha, two towns, two cities at that time in Eretz Yisrael, where they have Alpha Lesoleth. They have triple A. What does the word Alpha mean? So Rashi has two pshatim in Alpha. If you look at the Rashi, not the Rashi Ksavya, the regular Rashi, you see Rashi says, Alpha Lesoilis, number one, Shekashem Shah Aleph Yerosh L'chol Oisis. Everybody knows Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph Beis.
Great
A. Kach Soilis Shel Eilu Shnei Mekoymis Mekanis V'zitchas Ulta Rosh L'chol Esloses. Also the first. This is the first and that's the first. In Yenach and Nochab Shat, the word Alpha is not from the Aleph Beis, but it's because of the numeric equivalent, the Gematria. What do you mean? The Aleph Hayna Echad. What's Aleph? Aleph is one. Oh, Kach Soilis Shnei Mekoymis V'yuchadim L'kach Shesolten Mufcha Ikka Mikol Esloses Kach Shemati. So here it's also got to be number one. So just like Mendy said on the Aleph, it's got to be grade A. Here it's got to be grade 1 and not grade 2 and not grade 3. So therefore, Alpha means either A or 1, whichever way you want it, but it's got to be the Mufcha. What about the second grade B or grade 2? So Kemisha Shnilahan, Ephodium Bebika. If for whatever reason you couldn't get that year from Kadosh Vizitcha, the second best quality was always an Ephodium in the Bika, in the valley. Kolorotz say you shaders. Lamaisa, you could bring soilus from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. No problem. However, the standard rule was you bring it from those places because you always want to bring a carbon min ha-muvchar, mitzvah lahavi mina mufchar. So therefore, typically they always brought from kanes and zivcha, or from a fayrim. Jokimar. So we started off the gabi two halachas that oimer and shtei lechem are special. Number one, only mina chadosh. Number two, only from Eretz Yisrael. So first, we're going to talk about the mina chadosh aspect. Masisa loy keatan. The sani we learned in the brayza nishtozoy. The brayza says oimer haba mina yashan kosher. Shtei lechem boys mina yashan ksheirois. They're kosher. Our mishnah says no. Our mishnah says all the menachos you can go and bring mina chadosh mina yashan chutz mina oimer shtei lechem. It's mashma that even b'diyevit it's possible. Here it says, all of them you can bring from it, but these you cannot bring. What do you mean you can't bring it? You can bring them with the Evet. No, you cannot bring them with the Evet. It's non-kosher carbon. Oimer, shtei lechem, if it's min ayoshim, no good. But the price says that they are good. Ela shechiz a mitzvah, but of course you're missing a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? To go and bring it min ha-chodosh. But yoshin is also good with the Evet. Oimer, the chesiv, it says in the pasuk, takrib eis minchas bikorecha. The word takrib, says Rashi, is mikomok, and bring anyway. Rafil min aliyah. Now, when I learned Aliyah initially, I thought Aliyah means even for the best one, right? Aliyah, Meshenster. However, the Rashi Ksavyad said Aliyah means that you had it in your attic in storage. Like when you have archives and you have records and you want to put them away, you put it in the attic. So you put it in the attic, you put away some of your Silas. So even if it's old Silas, Menayashan, old so good. That's by the Karman Oyman. Shtei lechem nesiv is another pasuk. Mishweisechem tviu. V'loy min chutzlat. Mishweisechem means where you are living in Eretz Yisrael and after chutzlat. And mishweisechem va'afila min aliyah. Again, min aliyah, even from Yoshan. Now, before we continue on, the Gemara is bothered by the fact that I'm learning from mishweisechem two separate limudim, as well as two separate limudim which are inconsistent with one another. Because for first mishweisechem tviu, I use it as a miut, only from Eretz Yisrael, v'lo min chutz laretz. And then the second time, Moshviseichem, I use as a riboy, v'afilu min aliyah. So make up your mind. Is it a miut? Is it a riboy? How do you learn two things? V'gemara fikta, amakrata v'afilu min aliyah. What the one means to say is that they're really two separate, they move them from two separate words. Mi Moshviseichem, from your yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, v'lo min chutz laretz, taviyo. Taviyo comes to tell you an extra havo, because the pasuk right before that says, "Dikravtem mincha chadosh l'Hashem mishvoyseichem taviyo lechem tenufa." What do I need the taviyo for? It already said, "Dikravtem mincha chadosh l'Hashem." Where should you bring mincha chadosh? You should bring mishvoyseichem. What's after chum there? Taviyo. Taviyo comes to tell you about filling mino aliyah even from Yashan. So bottom line is, although our mishnah said very clearly that oimin shtei lechem can only come from chadosh, this brisa says no. The diavad you can even bring it from Yashan. Behind me, boyle. How do I say that Taviyu comes to tell you, even from Yashan? I need it for another drasha. Shekol shata maybe makamacher harihu kazeb. We had this drasha back in Daf Ayin Zayin, where the Gemara was learning up the din of the lachmei toida, that we wanted to know how do I know that every one of the lachmei chometz of the lachmei toida, there are 10 chalis chometz altogether. How do I know that every one of them was an isaroin? Yishachti Marcus, I learned it from the shtei lechem. With it said, "Moshesechem tviu lechem tenufa shtayim shnei esroinim chometz tiena chometz teafena." Say the tiena chometz teafena. Since the shtayim shnei esroinim means that each one of the lechems was one isaroin, and since the tviu is extra because it said the kraft mincha chadosh l'Hashem. Oh, so I come to tell you, not only over here by the Shtei Alechem, but by other Havois as well, which are Chometz, just like the Shtei Alechem. Which one is that? The Lachmei Chometz of the Lachmei Toida. There too, Shtayim Shtei Esrayim, one Isarin per Chala, 10 Chalis, 10 Esrayim. Ah, Zoki Mara, if that's the case, I use the Taviyu for that, Drasha. Tavi. My Taviyu, Shema Mina, tied to the extra vav of Taviyu, come to tell you both drushes. Drusha number one, Kosha Ata, maybe Mokam Acher, the Lachmei Toida, and Taviyu, Afila Minha, Leah Minha, Yasha. Thank you, Mokasin, doesn't say in the Pasik, Rashis Ketircham, Vishtai Duh Pasik. Kisavoy alarz shinois and lechem tartem es ktsirov, avesem es oimer, bring the carbon oimer, Rashis Ketircham. Reish Ketzircham sounds like Chodesh, the brand new Reish Ketzircham. Everything on the mitzvah, that's only the mitzvah. Reish Ketzircham, Reish Ketzircham, Reish Ketzircham, Reish Ketzircham, Reish Ketzircham, Chadosha means brand new. What means that it's chadosha l'chol menachos? The actual shteh lechem, according to them, can be brought menha yoshon. But until that shteh lechem is brought, you cannot bring chadosh in the base of midrash. Chadosh from chitim soirim. We already brought
by the omer
on the omer. Lamasi can go and bring soirim after that either menha chadosh. You can only bring that one time because that's a matir. Outside of the base of However, in the base of you cannot go and bring from the Chodesh, even from Sa'irim. Now, why would you bring Sa'irim after all? You cannot bring it. So what happens if a person has an adulterous wife, Chas V'Shalom? He has to wait until after Shavuos.
Yes.
No, he can go and bring from old barley grain. It doesn't have to be from Chodesh, he brings from Yasha. If he doesn't have from Yasha, it's all sold out. He'll have to wait until after Shavuos. Good. Anyway, but Shavuos, you go and bring your Shtei Alechem, even min ha-yoshon, and from that point on, you can start using chadosh even inside the base of mikdash. Ah, so that's what I mean, mincha chadosha, the mincha which is matir the chadosh ba mikdash. Fine. So, kimat kamli pligel b'chadosh. Until now, the whole discussion had been focusing on the fact that our Mishnah said, oimer shtei alechem is dafke min ha-chadosh, and these ma diyamrim, and the brayzer say, afila min ha-yoshon. Say it good. Aval ba'aretz li pligi, to oimer shtei alechem mi aretz imichos la'aretz lai. L'chayda, we didn't say anything in this vayser referring to chutz laretz. So it's more, but in fact, I do have a man yoma that disagrees. Kiman v'loki aitana desanya. The man yoma, Rabbi Yehuda, tells us that oimer can come even from chutz laretz. Now we could theoretically stop here, or we can go until the two dots. Since I don't see too much hisnagdus, we'll continue on until two dots, which is another 8 or 9 lines. It's very simple. Desanya, Rabbi Yehuda, oimer b'mi chutz laretz. You can bring the oimer even from chutzlars. You need flour, barley flour, for the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. You can go and bring the barley flour from the oimer from Babel. It doesn't have to be dafka from Eretz Yisrael. I'm Adam Yerkaim. I would have said in the pasuk, Yisavoyu Ela Oret. Which take Yisavoyu Ela Oret. So it sounds like when you come into Eretz Yisrael from the Oret. It's not a din on the location of where the Oimer was grown. Rather, this is a timeline.
It's historical.
Historical timeline. From what point on is there a din of bringing the carbon Oimer? Only when they came into Eretz Yisrael. When they were in the Midbar, they had no requirements to bring the carbon Oimer. So therefore, it has nothing to do with...
How can that even be a Havamina? I mean, it's a mitzvah to leave Eretz. I mean, if all the...
How do you know it's a mitzvah to leave Eretz? Could have said Kitzavayel Haaretz. But if we wouldn't say Kitzavayel Haaretz, so we apply outside too.
I mean, Truma, all these things, Truma, Meister, all these things, Efshar, Meshi, Efshar, they're all Mitzvah Tliba Haaretz.
Absolutely correct. And each time it always says, Voyachim al Haaretz, Kitzavayel Haaretz, Kitzavayel Haaretz. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara, because Savar, this man, the Yomah holds Chodesh, Bechutz Laaretz, Deraisi. That chodesh outside of Eretz Yisrael is also min ha-toyra. The Chassidus says the bottom of Moshe Seichem, kol mokim she'atam yoish v'mashim Moshe Seichem, anywhere you have yeshiva, wherever you live, that then applies. Aye, didn't you just say, v'chisavoyu al haaretz, it's mashma in Eretz Yisrael, were you telling me, again, v'chisavoyu is my bini. Now, why do I have to go and say that this goes according to Man Yom that holds Chodesh B'chutz Laaretz Deraisi? Because Kim Deraisi, Ekruvinami Makruvinan. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is, I have over here a halacha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that I can bring the Korban Oimer Mei Chutz Laaretz. Why does Rabbi Yehuda insist on this? Maybe Kisavoy Laaretz Taka telling you only from Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara is explaining. Because since Rabbi Yehuda holds that the din of Chodesh applies in Chutz Laaretz, so I need the carbon of Oimer to be Matir, the Chodesh from Chutz Laaretz. Ah, so since the Matir has to be Matir, the Nitter in Chutz Laaretz, I'm going to assume, I'm just going to go and extend that one more step and say that the matter itself can come from Chutz Laaretz. The same matter can be the Nitter. The matter from Chutz Laaretz, the Oim that comes from Chutz Laaretz, is matter, the Chodesh in Chutz Laaretz, just like in Eretz Yisrael. And so therefore, bottom line is this, Man Yom, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with our Mishnah. And he holds that even by the Oimer, it can come from Chutz Laaretz, it doesn't have to be Davka from Eretz Yisrael. What does he hold by the Shtei Alechem? The Gemara is silent, and the Acharonim discuss what Rabbi Yehuda would hold, Legabi the Karmish Shtei Alechem. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi, he says, Ayyash.